Working Parents Podcast.
Welcome.
Hello.
We are back with another adventurous episode of Working Parents Podcast.
But in the year 2022.
It is a new year. Happy Yay. New Year.
We Insert made it. Firework sound.
That was my attempt. So how are you?
Babe. We just like had a huge argument yesterday in the kitchen.
Didn't we have another one today too?
It was kind of small.
It was a little smaller.
Because you're just like strolling in 9:30.
It was like 10 o'clock when I
I'm making breakfast and you're like, how can I help? Fuck you. Like, seriously. Fuck you.
I used to be able to stay in bed until
we all used
noon,
to
1-2 o'clock and like not have any regrets about it at all.
We all used to be able to.
And you know,
and then life and just children.
To relive those times again.
It's never going to be like complete peace though, you know? Because you can still hear them little shits in the background playing and, yeah. You know, asking for whatever. And it's like, let me just get up. Obviously, I say little shits, but like, I don't say that to them. Like, what do you little shits want?
No.
We're not Republicans, Jesus. But,
oh, wow. That's
Yeah, you know, I say, yeah, okay, try to sleep a little bit more. Can you try to sleep for 15 more minutes?
Yeah, go back to bed.
It's like, nope.
It doesn't happen. But then when it comes to them being in school times, please. They don't want to get up. What time were they? I think I saw both of them running around out there at like at least 6:30, 7 a.m. Sometimes.
Yeah, I believe it. Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to keep these kids well. And like the entire.
It's hard.
Break. How long has it been? Like 2.5 weeks?
Yep.
They've been sick the entire break.
Yep. Not with COVID. We've done quite a bit of tests. But we're going to do one more tomorrow. Yeah. And we're going to do it in the throat, I think.
The throat swab?
Yeah.
Is that gunshots?
No, that's fireworks.
Oh.
Let's play a game of, is it gunshots or fireworks? Fucking yeah, fireworks.
It's been really loud these last couple of nights.
Although our firework last night, the unicorn, it sounds so sweet and magical and innocent, but why don't you explain to these people?
This thing was...
what? We were like about to explode the car.
Maybe we'll post the video on...
Our stories,
but it was like, yeah, like you said, you thought it was, we all thought it was going to be cute and innocent.
We got one firework.
Okay,
for
but
the
this
night.
One firework was really intense, and it had like five different settings, we'll call them.
Right.
And each one got progressively more intense.
Yep.
And
really crazy
it was,
status.
And then, of course, I'm going to throw you under the bus right now. Vivian was like, no, just put it on the sidewalk. It's fine. I was like, no, we need to put it in the street.
I just didn't want people getting pissed off that it was in the street if they were trying to turn there, you know?
Right. So there was no traffic, one.
Yeah.
And two, my car was sitting right there with the gas tank on that side and there's sparks flying.
And the gas tank lid is open, cracked.
My gas tank lid doesn't like close properly. I don't know, some Ford thing. You need to fix that Ford. And, yeah, it doesn't close properly. So I was, like, in the back of my mind, like, okay, if one of those sparks gets in there, my car's going up. Your face, the face of horror.
Oh, my God. Well, I was trying to be cool because I didn't want the kids to, like, be like, mom's freaking out, so we need to freak out.
The bottom of your face was, like, happy, like, yay. Yeah, but your eyes were, like,
truly showing. That's just the Virgo thing. I don't think we can ever really hide how we feel. It's impossible.
Anyway, there is video of the first minute or so of it, and then
it's horrendous.
Then we started questioning our life decisions, and so I stopped recording. <Yeah. laughs>
It did. It got so much worse. I almost wish he had kept recording.
I know. I wish I had too. But we literally were talking shit. Like, what? What do we?
babe, did you grab a bucket of water?
Is your car okay?
I said, is your car okay?
And then, like, the more we're freaking out, the more Hendrix can really sense when we're, like, that something's wrong, you know?
He's so good at that.
And so he's, like, freaking out, too. It was way more intense than we imagined. But it was it's a good story. So we'll post the...
Oh, I look crazy, guys. I look crazy.
It's hilarious, though.
But, you know, ain't no shame. I'm going to keep it real. If you guys know anything about me, I'm going to keep it real all the time.
Yeah.
Nothing to hide.
What's good is that, you know, normally Arizona legalized, like, consumer fireworks, I don't know what, between 5 and 10 years ago, we'll say. I don't know
how. Oh, really? I didn't know it was that short of a time.
Yeah, it was just recently.
Because I lived in the hood, and that never existed there.
Yeah, it was pretty recently, within the last 5 or 10 years, I want to say. Since then, like, we've had, you know, fireworks for sale on the street corners.
The day after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Those tents are up before Christmas.
A little bit before Christmas. I think they have like a 3-week window or something like that. They're still going off right now, if you can hear that. But normally the day after 4th of July and then also New Year's, the air quality is horrible. Just horrendous. Really bad. Yeah. Like, it stinks. You can see the smoke in the air. But we got lucky this time because we had some rain and a lot of wind and the cold front come through. So it cleared all that shit out.
Yeah.
So our air was nice and clean.
Although there was a lot of dumpster fires.
Well, still. Yeah. I mean, people were... It sounded like a war zone out there.
Yeah.
It was really, really intense. But anyway, how are you?
Yeah. You just asked that. So Betty White died.
That was really good.
That was me, guys.
That was not an added sound effect.
That was me. Pay me for that sound.
I think Vivian should be a voice artist.
I really do think I should be.
You're a really good impersonator, too.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah.
You do accents very well.
Yeah. I'm so perfect. Just kidding. I'm also a little stoned, but like, that's neither here nor there.
Anyway, so yes, rest in peace, Betty White. You know, People Magazine was like getting ready to celebrate her 100th anniversary.
She trolled everybody.
She really was like, nah, bitch. This is my final joke.
She's on taking this year with me.
I'm not really familiar with her work. I don't think I've ever seen her, like,
you're pretty young.
In the, you know, in the recent years. That she's been, you know, popular, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's very clear that she had a huge impact on people and the world and, you know.
Well, and she was an animal rights activist. And so she was involved with that heavily. Like,
yeah.
She was really involved with taking care of animals.
I think, and then a lot of people were, you know, were like, oh, if her dying on literally New Year's Eve is like an omen for 2022. And you brought up a good point, though.
Yeah.
It's like, no, she wanted to leave that shit in 2021 so we can go into 2022 on a...
Well, everybody thought that.
On, like, a better
collectively
note,
started trending on Twitter that she took 2021 by the throat and dragged it down with her or wherever.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people talking about how it was like... A bad omen for the next year. It's like, no. I think
here's
it's
the thing.
It's
here's
a good thing.
Here's a spoiler. Spoiler ahead, okay, guys? It's always going to be 2020 from now on until forever unless we change it with climate change and capitalism.
Yeah.
It's never going to be better until everybody has equal rights, and I mean everybody. Mm-hmm. And capitalism isn't king. and, you know, people start taking this climate shit seriously. It's never going to get better.
No, yeah. It's definitely not going to be, like...
God, I'm so, like, dark right now. Sorry. Happy New Year.
Well, and it's important, I think, to understand that it's... We'll never go back to 2019, you know? And even then, we thought shit was fucked up. But I didn't fully understand...
Yeah.
How deep capitalism really is in being such a force of just not goodness.
Yeah. Capitalism has people thinking that are making $34,000 or $34,000 a year, that they're on the same level as, you know, Elon Musk. It's like no, honey. You're not. You're with us. So maybe if you realize that and stop voting against your own interest, you could see that and we would all benefit. Like,
the thing is that it's, you know, America is supposedly a free country, but what capitalism has done is made it a free country for people who are capitalists, right? You know, the huge business owners, the Elon Musks and the Jeff Bezos and those guys, you know? And, like, sure, they had to work to get to where they are, but there was also things in place that made it easier for them. You know what I mean? And
welcome to News Talk Now, your political... That was me, guys.
Well, no.
That wasn't a sound bite.
Anyway, so
yeah.
I think I lost track of what I was saying, but essentially, I know what I was saying. So those people, like, made it to the top because there were things that were in place that helped them get there.
Mm-hmm.
And other people, you know, 99% of people's lives, they don't have those stepping stools.
They all have stools.
Let me get to the point. What we have is not a free country, except for the 1%. What we have is wage slavery, essentially.
Yeah. We literally, like, it was just, like, discovered that people were still using slaves, Mexicans. I think it was, like, in Georgia or something. I don't know. I'll have to research it, but just came out a couple months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about all that. But, it's true. Like, we are, us working class people are a slave to capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you, like...
Stop consuming.
Right. Well, you can, you know, I think you will consume in a capitalist society regardless. But unless you come up with, like, fucking Amazon or Tesla, then, like, you're just going to continue to be a slave worker, essentially.
Yeah. Well, people are
leaving. Keep the machine going.
People are leaving, you know, capitalistic jobs and doing art and making, you know, they're finding out that they can live on less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, typically not many families are doing that, more or less like millennial couples, you know.
Yeah. Or, you know, single people who are my age, too.
Yeah.
Like, if I was single right now, I would do everything I could to, like, live in a van. I would build out a van. And just go wherever people will listen to me play drums. You know what I mean? Because what else would I be doing, you know?
Right. You said yourself that, like, you feel like you're... Every time you go to work, you have to be someone you're not.
Yeah, and that's another thing. It's like people like myself with ADHD and, you know, autism and, you know, whatever else is on the spectrum of neurodivergency, I have to be a person that I'm not when I go into my day job, because that's just not how our brains are meant to function. You know, we were just, our argument actually began yesterday when I brought up time blindness. And that's just one example of it, you know, like I am always, time is not like linear to me. In my brain, it's just like something that's jello. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, it's not linear. It's just everywhere and it's here and there. And
it's very linear for me. Like I see a straight line.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to adapt every day to living that sort of lifestyle when that's not how my brain is wired. It's just not.
Yeah, I can't imagine like having to do that every day. It would just feel exhausting. My brain would hurt, I think. Because on the other side of it, for people who do think linear, because that's how capitalism works, you know, school time, you know, 8:40 drop off must be there, you know, must be there at 3:40 pickup, like 11 or, you know, 1:40 early release or whatever. I have to keep all of those things in check. Otherwise, our kid is late, tardy, absent.
Right.
Left behind in the office for someone to pick them, you know?
Yeah.
So it's exhausting to be on the other side of it too, where you have to manage all the time and getting everybody there on time.
Right. And that's where I have to work double time to,
yeah,
to be able to help with that. Not just help with it, but to be a part of keeping it going and making sure that we're on time and doing the things that we need to do. So not only is it's not natural for my brain, so I have to be reminded of it a lot. And even just on Thursday at work, I was working, doing something I needed to do, and 3:30 had passed and I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to be off of work already. So I was like, oh, I guess I got to finish this and then I can clock out, you know. But I didn't even realize it was already 3:30. It was just not even a thought in my mind, you know.
And see, I'm at 2:30. I'm like, okay, because I get off at 4. So at 2:30, I'm like, okay, I have one good solid hour of straight working. And then I'll have 30 minutes of slow emails, you know, just getting back to those non-important things. And then 30 minutes to collect my shit. Put everything in its place. See, and then 4 p.m. Okay, I'm done, you know?
Right. And I think if I had a job that I didn't have inbound calls coming in randomly, I would be able to compartmentalize those things too. Yeah. But when I have a call come in at 3:00,
right,
and then I have to, you know, do whatever I need to do for the call.
Right.
And it's already past 3:30. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't even think about time. It's
right.
Strange.
Yeah.
Time. It's not even real. Like, it's
if you really think about it, like how real it's not, or how it's not real.
Yeah. Time is not real.
It's
so
like
technically my brain is actually the correct brain. Y'all's brains are just fucking weird.
Well, I think it's somewhere in the middle. Come on. It has to be. It can't just be jello. Jesus.
But it really is like jello, like gelatin, you know, like that slime.
Yeah.
Not the good slime that Harrison has, that gold one from the Ryan.
Yeah.
One, but like the shitty one that we took back, the Nickelodeon slime.
Yes, that was horrible. I took it back, guys.
That's time.
For those of you who saw it on my Instagram stories. But we got something better. He was really happy with what he got. So.
Yeah. I think they're happy with their new replacements.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
You were at the park today. Oh my god,
it was freezing. I didn't even go. I took a long shower. It was nice.
I took the kids to the park and we had a good time. One of the things was like a little wagon for their stuffy toys that they have. And they're not just like regular old stuffy toys. If you know our kids, you know. But they're like, what's that guy's name?
Huggy Wuggy.
No, but who's... Oh, Trevor Henderson.
Yes, characters.
Creates these characters, and they're, like, evil characters. There's, like, cartoon cat and cartoon dog and cartoon bunny. But they're, like... They're cute, but then also they have, like, sharp teeth,
bloody mouth, whatever. Yeah, claws.
They're demented.
Stuffy creatures. Who's to say that's demented to a child? You know,
right?
We expect them to think that these cute little bushy-eyed fucking little babies are real. Come on, fucking look like evil dolls.
Yeah. So, they love these things. And anyway, we took Cartoon Cat in the wagon today to the park.
Yeah.
And put it on the slide and watched it fly.
I know, they love that shit.
It's hilarious. I'm actually working on a video for that too, so I'll be posting that to YouTube.
Oh yeah, we're just trying to become influencers of the year, guys.
Honestly, this is it for us. Well, for me. Well, you did the ASMR video with them.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. But like, I think it's even, I don't know, we grew up in a time where social media presence was like superior. It was king. It was like what you aspired, you know. There was no everybody had a Reddit, everybody had a Tumblr, everybody had a, you know, what was it, the WordPress or whatever.
Yes,
like
WordPress.
Everybody was, you know, putting their thoughts out there. We were just kids who had never been able to speak freely before, you know, and so we started putting it out there and finding our people. And
MySpace, we had our
You know, we coded our own fucking pages.
Right?
We were coding before it was fucking cool. Okay,
If only I'd stuck with it.
Yeah, I know, but it was just like
we had our top eight and our music on there.
Yeah, I mean, it was what we did, you know.
Right.
And then Twitter came, and it was like, what? I could fucking say anything I want every minute of the day. Like, what?
Yeah.
And then the
Facebook.
Boomers found them.
Yeah. See, and even Facebook started out as like super cool because I was one of the first people to have Facebook because I was in college at the time that it came out. And I was at NAU at the time, and like it was only for people who were in college or had a college email, but it was released per university. So like NAU came out in like November 2004, I think. And like we were one of the first people to have Facebook ever, and it was amazing. It was super cool, but we had no clue what we were doing and how it worked.
Is eating pizza.
Yes.
Is reading a
is
book.
Recording a podcast, if that was even a thing at that time.
No.
Yeah, it's crazy how quickly these things evolve and turn into what they are now.
And then you started saying stuff, and the boomers were reading in. They were like, that's not true. They're like gaslighting you in your own comment section. And it's
shit.
Like,
nothing has changed since then.
I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
I got rid of Facebook. I mean, I have it. It's still like active, but I'm not currently using it. It's
yeah.
It's not on my phone. I only have Twitter on the iPad. But I still have Instagram and TikTok on my phone.
Can't get rid of TikTok.
No, well, because you keep sending me videos to watch, and I was like, I can't just use the web app.
Why?
It's annoying.
It's annoying.
Yeah, it doesn't work right. And then, like, every button you push on it, it sends you to the app anyway. So it's like, well, fuck it. I'll just re-download it again.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm not as obsessed with TikTok as you are.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. I can't get enough of that shit. It's like my jam.
My social media kryptonite is definitely Instagram. Kryptonite.
See, I don't deep dive in Instagram like I do TikTok.
Well, I started an Instagram account.
I deep dive TikTok. I'm like, wait, they said what? And I follow this comment, then I follow this comment.
Right.
And then I follow this comment. How many people like this comment?
I started an Instagram account. It's been a couple of years now for my aviation photography, just as an experiment, because you were like, nah, you're not going to stick with it. Yeah. Okay.
I know. I had to challenge you. I did. I don't have shame in my game.
Yeah. So I started.
How many things have you started and not finished?
Oh,
so
there's a shit ton.
I mean, we all have, but
yeah.
I'm glad you stuck with it.
I did stick with it, and I've met a lot of great people, and I think I've become a better photographer, not just of aircraft, obviously, but of like people and things and
mentoring even some others, you know.
Yeah, I've helped out some of the younger kids that are trying to come in. Oh my gosh, the aviation
drums.
Community is
Drama.
It's more drama than
Real Housewives.
The music industry. But anyway, the point of that is that I started that as an experiment because I wanted to see if I could create something from nothing and then turn it into something. So, I mean, it's gotten me media credentials for air shows. It's gotten me on military bases to be up close and personal with the aircraft and the people who, you know, maintain the aircraft. And it's been a really cool, it's brought a lot of cool people in my life. But like now I get like 900 likes on each photo. But I've been trying to grow my Alex Lee Drums account for what, 12 years now?
So long.
And I mean, in the amount of time that I've had that aviation account, I have almost 2,000 followers on that now, and I still don't have that on my main account.
Wow.
But I think I'm also more consistent with the other one too.
Well, yeah, and it's uniformed. People like that shit.
True. Like, it's all
they don't plans. Yeah, they don't like the willy-nilly. They don't want you to post too much about your personal life.
Yeah, and I don't get personal on that at all.
Alex Lee Drums?
No, on aviation images.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
I don't get personal.
And that's the...
And if I did, I would lose a lot of followers because yeah. It's a lot of, you know...
Yeah.
Those people.
Thank you for the happiest year of my life. People are lying when they're using that sound.
How is that even possible? Unless you are,
it's
like,
been
living
a hell
in complete
of a year.
Denial and just not giving a fuck about the pandemic. Shit is not okay.
Right.
Shit is not
right.
Okay.
They deserved 2021, those people that were just so dismissive and would not get vaccinated, still won't get vaccinated. You know, they won't do the bare minimum by even wearing masks. They probably send their kids to school sick, you know?
Bingo.
So
bing bong. Fuck your life.
What do you want to tell Joe Byron?
What's up, baby?
Take me out to dinner. That's all TikTok. If you don't know, I can't help you. And don't. If you don't have a TikTok right now,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
You know what, though? Okay, so when
nope.
I did delete TikTok
do
off of my phone,
yeah.
And then I had to re-sign back in, I think it reset my algorithm.
What are you, like, watching now? Just drum stuff?
There's just, like, random shit now. Because it was, like, way
it's
down.
It's trying
like
to find you again. It's trying to figure you
it
out
It is
again.
Trying to figure me out again. But
careful
it's weird
what you
because
click
it was
you like.
Because it was like, before it was like all like politically charged, like COVID
mm-hmm,
stuff
mm-hmm.
or drum stuff, obviously.
Right.
And then what was the other big thing?
Well,
oh,
see,
like
it's listening to you now, so.
It's not witchcraft, but what is it? Like the spiritual TikTok.
The tarot
like
reads.
Yeah.
Tarot
stuff
cards.
Like that.
I'm not really that down with that side.
It's interesting to say the least.
Yeah. I mean, there's some that I'm like, yes. But you know what really is good for us? Manifestation TikTok.
Yeah, that's a good side of TikTok.
Yeah.
Like it
keeps us like in this
It keeps
presence.
Our vibration, our
yeah.
frequency higher.
Yeah. It really does.
We sound crazy right now, but it's true.
Believe
it
or not.
It keeps your vibration
believe it
higher
or not.
On a higher level when you are, you know, reminded to be grateful. And
yeah, because
and
you're not just thinking, you're not just being thankful for the materialistic things. You're like being present and thanking the earth, you know, thanking the universe, thanking God, whatever that may be for you. But, you know, you're aligned spiritually somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it keeps you spiritually.
You sound so crazy.
No, but it really keeps you spiritually active. Okay, I used to be a Christian.
I still am.
I can safely say that I'm not anymore. What would you consider me? Agnostic?
I
believe in God.
Yeah.
I believe that Jesus was a person who did good things. The rest of it, nope. Can't do it.
Do you believe in hell?
I believe we are in hell, currently. We live in hell.
Oh, God, don't get emo on me now. We do, though. It's only going to get worse, though. That's the part you're forgetting. It's and, you know, when they talk about burning and not being able to breathe and not be able to get cool.
You're going to burn climate change. In hell.
That's climate change, guys.
Well, it is. That's why I believe we're
That's the future that we're leaving our children.
Already in
children.
In hell.
Our great-grandchildren are going to have to pay for this hell.
Yeah. Our children and their children, yeah.
God, we're so deep. Sorry, guys. Jesus.
Anyway, I got the drum studio set back up today, finally.
What is that was like, okay, so you did that in 2022. So for one, you have count one set up. Because you do it at least 7 times in a year.
Well.
You'll say, I finally got it set up. And then 6 weeks later, it's all fucked to hell. Well, and then I do some
sessions. Well, because I do like a couple of sessions and then I have gigs in between. So we talked about this on the last episode, I think. Mm. I have to use certain things for certain gigs, for certain sessions I'm doing. And so things go in and out. They're interchangeable. And with my awesome ADHD brain,
yeah,
things just don't get reset back up again until.
How is that drum hanging on the wall, by the way?
That is a really good question. I'm not sure, but it's there.
Alex, if that falls in the middle of the night.
Oh, that would be loud as fuck, huh?
Yeah.
We have a.
Can you take that off of the wall?
What is that? An authentic Native American drum.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just trying to find a place for it.
I mean, it's cute, but like, I thought it was hanging off of one of these, not. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not there, that's there.
It's literally hanging off of a thumbtack right now.
No, Alex, that's really bad. No, swear to God. Please, before we leave this room.
I'll remove it.
Remove it.
I guess.
Alex, you get a nail at least. Fucking thumbtack. I'm going to show you guys what this drum looks like so you can see what I'm talking about because holy shit.
She said, it's cute.
I mean, it's cute and all, but I'm going to show
you
guys.
This is going on our Instagram stories, which, by the way, if you don't follow us yet on Instagram, it's at Working Parents Podcast. Anyway, if you found this episode interesting at all and you want to.
No, wait. I'm not done. There's one more thing I want to talk about.
Okay, there's more.
Real quick, right quick. How are we all going to do back to school? What are we doing? Are we microdosing all day?
Is waiting
for. Are we just going to sit in our houses with our hands, you know, on our legs like good little boys and girls waiting to see what the fuck is happening?
It's.
I'm not sending Harrison back.
Especially Harrison. Because he's not vaccinated. He's not vaccinated. They don't even attempt to
enforce masks.
Because at least Hendrix will wear his mask in class.
He's so great about it.
The problem is that when you're the only one who wears the mask, or one of the few that wears the mask, you're protecting the others who aren't wearing masks.
They're
but
not
it's
protecting
not really
you.
Protecting you at all. Which fucking sucks because, like, no matter what we do, our school district, Peoria Unified School District, doesn't give a fuck about our kids.
No.
They will not mandate masks. And other districts in the state have defied our governor, Doug Ducey.
They test on site sometimes.
Yes, they do. And we don't have any
resources,
no mitigation. No mention of any kind of pandemic at all. That doesn't exist. Unless you are sick. In which case, you know.
Godspeed.
Whatever. I don't know. Anyway, Peoria Unified School District, if you're listening, we need to have masks. At least. At the very least.
Yeah, I think that's like the bare minimum.
But you should also be providing tests for our students. Because the amount of money that we've spent on testing is ridiculous.
Especially for the kids who actually wear masks. We shouldn't have to be paying for all of this. Because our kids are doing everything that they can to protect your kids.
That's the thing. We're at a point in this pandemic now, 2 years into it, where we have done everything correctly, at least to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm.
And we've provided our kids with the education of, like, here, you're helping other people by doing this, by wearing a mask.
Social Hendrix distancing, is fully vaccinated, not going now. To birthday parties, not going to school.
We did it for 2 years, and, like, Harrison, this started when he was 2, and he's 4 now, you know? He's the poor kid has had to be
isolated for so long.
And it's just,
it's messing with Hendrix's grade.
The people who want this to end the most are the ones who are
doing
everything to keep it going. Which right. is just so fucked up, and they don't even see it.
I know.
Anyway, that's my angryness.
And with that, we leave you. What a horrible, dark episode. Just kidding.
It did end up getting pretty dark, but, like, it's been a dark
time. I think we just needed to vent. We needed to rant and get it out, and now it's going to be a new year. We were blessed in 2021, you know.
Absolutely.
There was a lot of things that did happen that were great.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to be thankful for those things because we have to stay in that mentality.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, we had it so much better than so many people.
Yeah.
Like, it was not a good year by any means, no. But...
you had a job, right?
Yep, I had work.
You know, with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You got it work from home. So many people couldn't do that anymore after a certain time. It was really good timing that everything went down, that we settled in just right.
Yeah, it really worked out well for us. It is still strange seeing our society crumbling.
There's still a loss of finances for us, though. You know, we're at about 75%.
Mm-hmm.
We're not at 100% like we were. But everything is getting even increasingly higher than when we were at 100%, you know?
Yeah, everything costs more.
And now we're making less. Mm-hmm. So it's like...
So anyway, I guess this was a 2021 year in review.
Yeah, rant.
Rant episode. We just had to get that out, I think.
Tell me why I shouldn't throw this drink in your bitch ass face. That's 2021.
And with that, we will leave that in 2021 and move into 2022.
Yay,
with
2022. Be good to us.
Yes, with a more... even higher frequency and
money, wealth, health, stability,
money train,
love, all the things.
Yep. We'll keep you guys updated. I think we're going to try to move to like a every other week schedule. I mean, we're on like a once a month.
Wow. Tyson's in the house. We out here once a month. Oh, shit. I'm always say once. I'ma always say once a month like this. What the month?
What the fuck you saying?
What the month? That is fucking hilarious.
I have tears in my eyes now. We'll leave you guys on that note.
Thanks for listening. Working Past Podcast. You're not even. Once a month.